Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, taking a brief break from the politics, but it may come seeping back in here in some way, shape, or form as we talk about the background of Irish folks coming to the United States as well as coming to the state of Wisconsin. Got a great guest this half hour. His name's Corey Webster. He's with the Irish Heritage Center in Milwaukee. Let's pick up where we left off, Corey. We were talking, everyone, if you've studied a wee bit of American history, have heard about the fact that Irish, as well as Italian, depending on both city and time period, were kind of considered like the lowest of the low immigrants for a very long time. And the signs Irish need not apply. People, especially in these larger, both East Coast and sort of central cities, and by that I mean Philly, Chicago, Milwaukee, right? Very much pushed into tenement style living. That became its own source of ghettoization, if you will, for Irish folks. And tell us what led to the anti-Irish sentiments here in the United States. But before that, maybe I should start before that. Why did the Irish start coming to the United States in such large numbers back in the, depends on who you ask when they started to come in big numbers, right? But like, I'm going to peg it at like around 1830, and then it got real busy. You know why.
1830 is a huge time for us. 1830s is when the Irish started coming to Wisconsin. And I'll say about 1800, 1810, obviously you had the Ungadamore, which was the Great Potato Famine.
Yes.
The famine was obviously devastating. Imagine, you know, if you will, back to COVID, we could not find toilet paper. Imagine if you couldn't find food. There was just no food. The landowners were wealthy, and they were usually British, and they lent the land in Ireland to the Irish. Well, the only thing they had was the potato, because everything else was made for the lords or the renters, and that would be the beef and the wheat and everything else. So that was given back to Britain. And when the potato famine hit, it was just devastating. It was absolutely devastating. So people had to get out, and it got so bad that you also had something called the coffin ships. People were just taking any boat they could possibly get to America, because if they had relatives that went there, they would mail and say, we're doing great, we're doing this, we have a job, we have a house, we own our own things. And when I got more of a hit, everybody wanted to come to America, or at least Canada. Canada was another one where they got a lot of Irish during that time. Well, when you have, you know, hundreds of boats coming in with thousands and thousands of immigrants, if you will, and the Irish especially at that point, where are you going to get a job? And then it became, well, you're getting a job. Now my son didn't get a job. And, you know, unfortunately, we see that even today a little bit. And I, like you said, we don't want to talk politics right now, but we know what we're talking about. It comes and goes with every generation, unfortunately. And hopefully it's not as bad as it was back when Ireland had the famine. But people were sick of seeing the Irish. Every time you turn around, you see an Irishman or an Italian, like you alluded to before. So people really didn't want that. So they end up taking the jobs that nobody wanted, like I stated before, either policemen, firemen. They became farmers. They became lumberjacks. They became railroad workers. You know, any job they could find to make money. And again, they're used to a certain lifestyle, just like if you came from some other country and came here, it's kind of a culture shock. You're not used to this. People are walking around with money. They have horses. They have, you know, they have big mansions, houses, if you will. And to them, that was mansions. Same with the Polish when they came here. When they first got to buy a flat in Milwaukee, and it was a duplex. So that was like owning a castle. That was huge for them. So when you have that influx of people, you're always going to have your so-called, you know, native to the country, whether it be, you know, a true American, if you will, or whatever you want to call it. They didn't want it to be there. They're like, you're taking jobs from us. Now you're doing this. Now you're doing that. And that's where the stereotypes come in. So they can make it sound like you're a second-class citizen. We're drunks. You're fighters. You don't speak English well. You know, that's where, unfortunately, a lot of those things happen.
Which always is incredibly ironic to me. Like, James Joyce. Yep. Well, we do not have good mastery of the English. Come on now. But echoes of this, every immigrant wave of people coming to this country were fleeing something, coming here to find something better, and often met with anger and suspicion and segregation by those that were perceived to already be here, right? Whatever that is. Corey, where can people find out more about the Irish Heritage Center? And if folks want to learn more about their Irish heritage or Irish folks specifically in Wisconsin, where might you guide them?
Well, the Irish Cultural Center is on 21st and Wisconsin Avenue, close to downtown and Marquette University in Milwaukee. And they can go to our website, which is ichc.com. And we have a website there, and they also have the genealogy on there, so they can check out their own genealogy. And everything is that we do is volunteerism. And just to touch on that, talking about everybody that came in, back when everybody came here, they wanted to make sure that they still kept a piece of home with them. And that's where we get our reels and our jigs and our bagpipes. And, you know, and this is where every culminates into this. We're going out for St. Patrick's Day to celebrate really well. The problem we're having now in every group around the city and the state is nobody wants to step in to volunteer for these roles. And that's hard to do because you can't keep it up. If people don't want to forget what they had, they're going to have to step up and volunteer and help out a little bit, or at least get interested in what they want to do.
Folks, that's Corey Webster of the Irish Cultural Heritage Center in Milwaukee. You, if you enjoy Irish music and Irish culture, especially if you've got some Irish genealogy in your family tree, volunteer at the ICHC. Find out more at ichc.com. We come back, I'm going to share a bit about my own Irish ancestry, some travels in Ireland, and more Irish history, all on this special St. Patrick's Day episode of The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks so much, Corey. Happy St. Pat's to you.
And you, same to you, Maggie.
We'll be right back.